Now you gotta read it. Turn it around and read it. What does it say?
Super awesome sister. Coolest sister ever.
What do you think that means?
Gonna be a sister.
Yeah. That's right, folks. Somebody's gonna be a dad again. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team. DTP back another week. It is episode 108. I am your host, JC Jesse. With me tonight.
Wait a minute.
What?
Let's rewind a second here.
Why?
Because this is a DTP exclusive, even to me.
It is definitely a Dad Tales podcast exclusive. That's correct. Would the person who's going to be a new daddy please stand up? Oh my god! he's 6 foot six.
Nobody can see that.
Baroque Reaper.
Yeah.
Congratulations, buddy.
Good for you, man. That's awesome.
Way to go.
Oh, man. Yeah, you did it. Snuck on in there, you know?
Oh, boy.
Boys can swim. Out of man.
Yeah, not the best timing in the world, but it was a surprise after vacation. It was like, oh, by the way, surprise! Hey,
guess what souvenir Broke got in Hawaii?
Oh, no, this was from before Hawaii.
Oh, boy.
We didn't know until after Hawaii, though.
Wow. Well, that's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Good
so
for
how
you,
how are things around the house? I mean, obviously, that was a clip you sent me of your daughter. She was very excited that she's going to
She
be
still is. Like, I got to admit, it was awesome. Like, the day at, like, that night, she didn't go to bed on time because she was up drawing new little pictures for the baby. And she's like, oh, when are we going to get a name? Like, she is just excited. All kinds of just, like, excited.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because the week before we found out, we went to the doctor and heard the heartbeat for the first time. My daughter's like, you know, I don't think I want a sibling. I like being spoiled. And it's like, well, we have some news for you in a week. Hold on to that thought.
That's so funny. How's your wife doing? How's she feel?
She doesn't have morning sickness. She has afternoon sickness.
Okay.
That, and like, but it's funny because she's like, I don't like chocolate right now. Like, that's usually her go-to. Like, she's having a bad day. Give her chocolate. She's good.
Yeah.
Right now, she's like, yeah, I don't really need chocolate. Not chocolate. Like, she's all out of whack, you know. She wants more beef all of a sudden. She's not just eating chicken. She doesn't want chocolate.
Yeah, her body knows what's up.
Yeah. It tells her what she needs.
Magic or something.
How are you doing? I know that, you know, we've talked and
wrapped your mind around it. Apparently my face when we heard the heartbeat, you know, was on the little machine, that about said it all. My wife was like, yep, you could tell. It hit you. We're just like, oh damn, this is real.
Yeah. Oh god, you're gonna have a baby again, dude.
You're telling me.
Hold on. By the way, we have Baroque Reaper and Stugazzo with us tonight. We'll just get that out of the way. How are you? How you holding up?
my level of stress jumped dramatically within no time because my wife was going to be a teacher next year, and I was really looking forward to that second income.
Yeah.
Not anymore because the program she was going through wouldn't account for that time off she'd have to take. And the baby is due 4 days before my contract ends. So, you know, I am just, you know.
yeah.
That's brutal, dude. That's brutal. But I mean, You're going to be a dad again. That's awesome.
You're going to have a new baby, man.
You know, the rest of the shoot is just details.
We got back from Hawaii in that first it was the week before we went to Hawaii. We were like, let's just get rid of all this baby stuff. We don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
You did not.
We got rid of a bunch of baby stuff. And
we did the same thing with Josh. We had all this baby shit laying around. We're like, we're not going to have any more kids. And then we had this big yard sale.
Did you know that you guys were having a baby when we had the vasectomy talk?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to go back and listen again. Mm-hmm. See if there's any giveaways on your part.
No, there's not.
You're like, yeah, my appointment is next to,
No, I said, if we ever have another one, it might be happening. So,
well, congratulations again, buddy.
Yeah,
you're going for the old snipperoo. Good for you.
Maybe. We'll see. I keep telling her, like, well, if it's not a boy, you know, maybe we'll just, you know, try and squeak another one out real quick before you're 40.
I don't know, man. Going from 1 to 3, that sounds like
1 to 2 is already just like, holy crap. That's
yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, exponentially, it's just not easy. I have a friend, they have 5 kids. It's like, I don't know. They just
they have a farm.
They just need like labor. They have 5 kids.
I work with 3 different people who have 6 kids.
Yeah. They
I'm just like, whoa.
But these people have 5 kids. These kids are all like the sweetest. It's 4 girls and then the youngest is a little boy and he's actually in Josh's class. They're all so sweet, so cute. And I was like, "So, is it like when people say, like, oh, if you have 2, you might as well have 3, or, you know, like, and he's like, no. It's like, you have 5, it's a lot of kids.
I'm good with 2, because that puts it one-on-one defense. Once you get that extra one after that, it's like, now it's like, all right, zone defense. You're handling these 2 right now, I'll take this one, and then tag switch, you know, no. We're good with 2. Yeah,
I mean, babies are hard, but babies are also great, too, you know what I mean? Like, they, I don't know. I do miss having a baby. I mean, I don't, but I do, because I was thinking today, like, we're going, it was about, like, a week and a half till we go away to the shore on our vacation. And, like, last year, like, Josh was old enough to, like, play by himself, but still, like, he needed some guidance. But this year, like, since he's almost 5, like, dude, I don't have to do a thing. 2 older kids are going to be playing in the water. And they don't even play that far. They just kind of, like, play at the shore. Like, he'll be doing the same thing. Like, I could just sit and relax. I don't need to be...
Yeah, he's like, here's like, toys for the sand. And he's going to be off doing his thing. And you're going to be like, good.
The kid sits here and plays Fortnite right next to me, you know, and actually, like, gets eliminations and stuff. Like, I think I'm good at the beach with him building sandcastles. I mean, not that I don't want to play with him. I will. But it's not the same level as it used to be, you know. It's getting easier.
Yeah, no. Our big thing was it's a 9-year spread now. It's going to be a 9-year spread. Yeah, that could also
be helpful to you guys.
Absolutely.
In a couple of different ways. You know,
I got a little helper.
Like, well, there's the immediate way of I have a helper, but then there was 13-year age gap between me and my sister, my youngest sister, and that scared the shit out of me. Like this useless human that needed constant love and affection and attention. I was like, yo, I don't want to deal with that for so long. And I didn't, I guess maybe it's a reason why I waited so long, why we waited so long maybe. But funny enough, we were down at my sister's last weekend on Sunday night, and her daughter is maybe like a month and a half old now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you know, you hold that little thing, and the more you hold it, you're like, yeah, you know, I can go for another one of these. Like, no. I was looking at my wife, and she's looking at me. She's like, don't even fucking think about it. Even now, talking about it here, after we wrap up recording, I'm gonna sneak upstairs and wait for her to push me off and say, don't do it. Don't do it.
You heard it here,
alone,
folks.
I'm sleeping.
Episode 108 is when Stu made another baby.
No, episode 108 is when Stu finished recording and got told off when he went upstairs.
This was a surprise, but we're all good.
Good for you.
I mean, it's okay. Like, my daughter, she's always heard it's like, because we pay and just went, oh, we're done, I guess. You know, we're not going to have another one. It's just not happening. maybe we'll adopt, but we'll just get to, you know, we'll get a house and everything. We'll just adopt. So she actually asked that. It's after that clip. She was like, are we adopting? It's like, no, mommy's pregnant. And I mean, she was just like, whoa. And thankfully, she didn't ask how that happens. She's right around that age where that can happen. Like, how did mommy get?
How's the baby get in there? Well, mommy and daddy have a few drinks. But I was thinking,
when a mommy and a daddy go on vacation, that's how it happens.
And drop you off at Auntie's beach house and return to the room.
Oh, dear. Where's that music?
Well, the last person who had a baby, well, I think Boo's youngest is the youngest one, I think. And, like, now it'll be Baroque feeding his baby while we play Crucible or play stuff on Destiny.
Yeah, while we play Crucible once a week.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe.
Yeah, this is going to definitely put a damper in my whole buying Forsaken for everything.
Well,
I mean, sure, priorities,
One way or another. We'll make sure you get it. Anyway, how was everybody's week otherwise?
I don't know, because it's weird. It's been like a week and a half since we actually
sat
down. It's been a while. But
it's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's obligatory.
No, I don't know.
It's been busy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best way I can put it. It's just been busy.
We're busy in stereo. That's how busy we are. Yeah. We're so busy we can't even wait to tell you how busy we are.
So,
yeah,
I do have a story. Like, it was actually I saw a guy today who I used to work with, and he apparently hasn't been there. Like, I came back on my contract, and he's been out on disability for the whole time. And I just thought, like, oh, our shift, because he worked my old shift where it was like you work 3 days, 12-hour shifts, and then you're off the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, I'm just not lining up with him, and you know. Found out he came up and he was stopping in because he's almost done with all of his treatments for his sickness he's had.
Yeah.
And because he got diagnosed with rectal cancer. And I'm like, oh, damn.
Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, so he's been out for a year. But no joke, he told me it like this. He's like, so my doctor tells me first I thought I had colon cancer and then find out it's rectal cancer. So that's something else. I'm a badass. And then he went, well, you know, it gets better. He's like, so then the doctor, he told me he had to remove some of my rectum. And so basically I had a surgery to make me less of an ass. It's like.
I was waiting. I was like, oh, please don't make this a joke about rectal cancer. But it's funny.
No, listen.
No, that's how he looks at it. Yeah, and I'm like, that is an awesome way to look at it.
That's a good outlook.
I did this.
But I mean, it's also he's a dad too. Yeah. So obviously he throws some dad humor in there. He's like, oh, I was a badass. Now I'm, you know, less of an ass.
I'm a half ass.
Yeah, he can half ass it right now because, you know.
Fuck. Man, that stinks.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, but I mean, it was one of those, like,
that's a good reminder. Get yourself checked out, fellas. You know, if you're of a certain age, just go in for a little oil check.
What's that supposed to mean?
I mean, if you got, like,
remember,
go for a number.
Dude, I check myself.
He's the doctor to stick his finger up your butt. You know,
I check myself all the time.
Oh, man. Somebody said that if it doesn't earn your family, you don't got to do it until you're 50. And I'm just like, oh.
No, I'm giving it. That's my 40th birthday present to myself.
Well, that was the thing.
I'm going to give it to myself.
Not myself.
I'm going to make an appointment. I'll make an appointment.
Who are we talking about?
Sauvignon Blanc. He's like, all right, doctor.
I felt like we've had this conversation before where, you know, like I thought it was 40 and then someone was saying it's 50. And I was like, sure. And they're like, why are you so upset? Like, do you want it? And I'm like, well. You know, I mean,
no,
that's fine.
You know what? I do because yeah. I mean, the earlier the better, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest. Exactly.
Well, what they do, I think for the colon cancer, what they do is they have their sheets, and you just stick them in the toilet, and then you just poop on them, and then if they change a certain color, have you not seen these before or heard of these?
Yeah, they've changed them now. They can do it like even an at home kit. And I'm like,
oh yeah, for sure. You can get it free, and basically it's just like this. It's some kind of like pH paper that goes in your toilet, and after you poop, if it turns a certain color, then that will let you know to go get checked out. And I heard that from Katie Couric, because I think, well, not I think, her husband did pass away of colon cancer like years ago. And so I know that she has been a big advocate for that sort of thing. So, so yeah, while we're on the subject, go get yourself checked out, or, you know, or I don't know, just to take care of that.
I didn't mean to bring the show down, but the way he described it just made me laugh.
Well, you know, it's a natural transition from having a new baby to rectal cancer. But yeah.
Well, listen, I'm still thinking about Katie Couric, if it makes anyone at home feel better. So.
Yeah, well, you should have seen her getting her her lower GI. That was pretty hot.
Oh, boy.
Am I the only one? Hello? Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Anyway, guys. Yeah, it has been a long week. It's been a week and a half. I try to think of, like, gaming things that have happened. And it's
the and only things all kind of run, matters,
run together.
The only thing that matters is today, because we are recording late, is the new event in Destiny dropped.
Yep.
Not that I've got to do a whole lot of it.
Have you played any video games this week?
I played video games every fucking night, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gotta throw it in there.
That language.
We did do some stuff. We did a Friday night. We did an 8-man Escalation Protocol together. First time we've ever done one together. That was a lot of fun. I started off the night. I was with Flip and Drafty, and we were trying to do the Whisper quest. That wasn't working. And then we dicked around for like forever. I thought trying to get poor Drafty son. I felt bad. Because he was at his mom's house, and like Drafty needed his account to get in on the other one, so he had to log in on both PlayStations, and we had to get in all these certain instances. But we finally did it, and it was a lot of fun. It was so much easier, God, than the first time that we had tried it together. Like we couldn't get past that witch.
I just kind of kept thinking about the conversation that Drafty's kid would have with his buddies or something. You know, he's trying to play Fortnite with his buddies and like, yo, what the hell's wrong with this guy? He keeps getting dropped. And then he has to go to school and he's like, yeah, my dad needed the account to play his video games.
Like, it's the total reverse. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I did help Danfinity one night with raids.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, it was I was on, and they're like, "Hey, you want to come help us do a callus real quick?" And it's like, "Sure, why the hell not?"
Oh, that's real awesome. Quick.
No, it actually was. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, with them, it's real quick. With us, it's a different story.
Well, it was trademark. Funny because I just came in, I helped them do callus, and it was me, Rocker, and Racer. Mm-hmm. So we actually got the clan engram because we completed the raid with the three of us.
Oh, that's
cool. I mean, then at that point, you're not helping them; they're helping you. You guys got three, right?
Well, it was. We were helping Dan with one of his viewers get his virgin run completed. That he was sucks. At Callus, but he had never beaten Callus. So
yeah, Dan's good like that. He does a lot of those first timer runs.
Yeah. And that's where Dan got his idea for his new thing. I still have to send it to you, Dan. I love you. But I was joking around and I went,
"Hello, you beast. You sexy, sexy beast."
Oh boy.
I'm frightened.
I'm going to send that to him as his subscriber.
Subscriber?
His new subscriber. His subscriber link.
So, yeah, that night, Dan was online, and I think we all kind of, like, hopped in his chat. At least I did. And who else was in there? Racer. There's a few people in his chat. Like, I think we just got done EP, and he was doing Whisper runs. And so he told we kind of worked it out that I would hit him up on Sunday morning. I didn't get a chance to play any on Saturday because we had our champs swim meet. Both my kids swam great. They got first in their heats. Their heats were not the fastest, though. So it goes by time with moving on to, like, the big elite meet. But they did great. I was super proud of them. But anyway, Sunday morning I woke up. And I woke up to a DM of, "Hey, are you ready?" I was like, "Okay." And so Dan and Jaden helped me get the Whisper. And so I hopped on, and then it was a Cabal. And then we kind of, like, messed around for a little bit. And I knew I kind of had a little bit of a breather between, like, my wife having coffee and the other kids not waking up yet. Josh was awake, and he was yet next to me, like, doing whatever. And then finally we got the blight came on. And my at that point, like, my hands started shaking, like, oh, God, this is it. Don't mess up. Don't mess up the jumping puzzle. Just don't look like an ass. And I didn't. We got through it pretty quickly, and I don't know. We got through it pretty quick, and it went fairly easy compared to the other times trying it before. But I guess it helps when the two people that were helping you already have the gun. Made it a lot easier. So yeah.
Well, boys, I'm expecting some carries, hopefully this weekend.
You got it.
Yes.
Actually, you know what? I mean, it really, like, running this and actually watching people do it, it really got me excited to start leveling up my hunter. I'm almost done the story. So I just, before we logged on here, I just hit level 15. And I think I have 4 or 5 story missions left out of the vanilla campaign.
Okay.
But that's super. Just like, the Arc Super, Arc Strider is just like, it's incredible.
For Dark Strider with Radium Flux.
Oh my God.
With that chest piece.
Well, that's
crazy. Radium Flux. That's the key. And what's cool about it is
that you get that in the campaign too.
It's in the campaign awesome. when it comes up, you know, in like Titan.
Yeah.
You know, you get to choose one of the three. That is one of the three.
Yeah, because I was so, like, man, just now take I gotta wait to get this thing. And then it came up, I was like, fuck yeah, I'm taking this Mammer Jammer. And yeah. So I'm excited to get the Hunter up and start helping. I mean, I could probably do it on my Titan.
Is that a euphemism?
What?
Excited to get the Hunter up?
I'm always excited to get the Hunter up, like, big time. You should see, he's packing, too. I'll tell you, he's no slouch. But, man, but the gun is so good, but the thing is, I got it Sunday morning, and then immediately I had to get off, because I had to go make everybody breakfast, and then I did not log in the rest of the day, so I didn't even get to fire a shot. Yeah, I know. I know. The world is crying for me.
Yeah, but, I'm making little tiny violin motions. But,
you know, like, you get a new toy, you want to play with it. And I didn't get a chance
Is that a euphemism?
It is. I was...
Okay.
Yes. Exactly. Screw the gun, I was talking about my wiener. But it's awesome. It's everything everybody says it was. It's amazing.
Did, Justin, have you played any of the new event?
I did. I logged on when I got home today. It sucked every time I would get into it. I finally hooked up, like, our basement air conditioner, but it uses so much power. My house is so old, and, like, they rewired it, and it sucks. Like, if I have too many things on, shit just keeps, like, shutting down. I must have, like, hit the breaker at least, like, 4 times today. Because, like, both boys are playing on both Xboxes, on both televisions. I've got my computer on. I've got my PlayStation on. That's on. The light's on. Whatever. And so I would keep starting it up, and then the fucking power would go out. So I was like, you know what? Forget it. I'll just do it later. But, yeah, I was able to get through, like, the first part and go in and kind of, like, cash in my things. Did you guys go get a chance to do that on Xbox?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what we got to do, was just start the thing and cash in whatever that first engram is. Everybody's getting good shit. I got a blue emote. Yay. I'm not even kidding. It's not even a nice emote. I don't remember what the hell it is. I was like, that's pretty shitty.
I got shaders and a merciless
ornament.
Oh, I like that.
It doesn't even look cool.
Oh, see, I got the new Cerros one, and it actually looks kind of cool. It's like a carbon fiber looking, you know, skin for the Cerros. So that one was nice, but...
Do you guys know if you get one of those engrams per character, or is it per account?
You get one every time you level up.
What? Wow. Or you could go buy one. How about
that? I just want the free ones. Do I get one free one?
I don't know if it's one free per account.
I don't actually have to play the game. I just
want
Yeah. I think it's probably just one per account. But it looks really cool. The statue and all the things.
One thing I'll say, and we were kind of going on it when we were playing, is that you're redoing these missions, mm-hmm. but, like, there's a lot of yellow bar enemies. And it's challenging, but it's not impossible. You know what I mean?
It's like, not, it's not pound your head against the wall, but it's a nice level of difficulty where it's not
you're dropping your power level down too, because you have to wear all the gear when you.
Well, even if you don't,
do you have to wear all of the gear or just one?
Yeah, I've heard mixed reviews on that.
Yeah, I have no fucking idea.
I saw different things on Twitter. People saying like, no, you only need to wear the piece for the mission. I don't know, whatever, but.
But like that first one, you go in, and I was still like 378 when I played it, and it's like, this is still kind of challenging.
Oh, the homecoming one, right? Yeah, at the beginning. Spoilers for Solstice of Heroes. It was kind of challenging, but I liked it. I liked the change at the end.
I was
still trying to do the regular part, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm not supposed to do that. I'm supposed to do this other thing up here.
I feel so glad that I wasn't the only one. I was like, why are these things immune? I'm like shooting them. Wasting grenades and shit.
And also we got, there was a video dropped of some new exotics this week. Hear all about those on every other Destiny podcast.
Pretty much.
Yeah, or go to Bungie and watch it for yourself. I mean, I think they look awesome. I'm excited for all of the things that are coming. That hand cannon, I forget, Malficent. I don't know what it's called. I kept thinking Maleficent.
Maleficent. Not Maleficent? No?
I think it's
Maleficent. Angelina Jolie.
I think it's Angelina Jolie's hand cannon. But that looks pretty neat. And they all look fucking cool. I mean, I don't remember all the names, but.
The one that's like the. It's
the
like
dual Zolt. Coyote. We got the dual coyote orchard of the lakes that make you like jump twice with a hunter. And I'm like, that's cool. The double dodge.
Yeah,
that's going to be pretty crazy in Crucible to close distances. And you know, if you have a sword, double dodge, and then
double rocket launcher. That's pretty neat with two. I think one's void, one's solar that comes out of there. That's pretty awesome.
I know a friend of the show, Racer, is looking forward to those Titan boots that you can slide and hit rockets back to people.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm curious how well
the projectiles. That's gonna work.
That might be more like a PvE thing, to be honest with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that'll be kind of cool in PvE to be knocking those, I don't know, whatever the hell everybody's shooting at you all the time.
The Warlock chest piece sounds really awesome, where it turns basically all your weapons into Firefly. It gives you,
holy shit.
Yeah, so, what does it look like? I mean, it looks like you've got
I saw what bullets. It is. It's like... Yeah, it's like
it's badass.
I don't know, something that you'd see in like a Mad Max movie. Almost.
I'm ready for the bows, though, babies. I'm ready, bows, babies.
Yeah, they showed those two bows. They looked good, and then crap. What was that gun? Or the sword? They're basically bringing back the arc sword from D1, the bolt caster, really which was a sword I actually liked.
It's the only one I had. I was too lazy to do the rest of them.
I only had the solar one.
I mean, the other ones like, became super duper popular because like you could melt bosses with them. But I always liked the Arc one because it was such a unique concept of I'm going to be like Link and throw my freaking, bolts forward.
Yeah.
It's like what it always reminded me of.
I thought one of the cool things is there was a... Game Informer podcast, and I think it came out in the article as well. And so they were talking about the weapon slot changes, and so they're kind of opening it up where you can infuse weapons that are in the same slot. So if you have like a hand cannon that's 400 and you want to, let's say it's like 450, and you want to infuse it into an auto rifle, you could do that, but it's going to cost. More, what I don't.
Okay.
They haven't said what yet. So now So you can infuse a kinetic into a kinetic, an energy into an energy, and a power into a power.
So now you can do cross types, but it's just cost you extra. Yeah.
But if it's like cool. hand cannon to hand, or no, if it's a duplicate, it'll be cheaper. They said. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, but then like let's say it's just an energy pulse rifle into a kinetic pulse rifle.
You can't that do
wouldn't
that.
Be cheaper.
Maybe.
Like, I mean, now we're bartering. Now we're like we're nickel and diving here with Bungie. Really we're like, I'll give you 50 cents.
Yeah, they really didn't say.
But, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I was the hell was I doing? I was looking at something today with my mods, and I was thinking I'm going to start deleting these things. I'm like, you know what? Why don't I just wait? I don't know what the hell it's going to be when we get there. And, you know, I'm pretty much in a holding pattern for the next month or so until Forsaken.
Yep.
Speaking of Forsaken, I am going to go pre-order it. I'm just still debating on which console at GameStop this weekend because I want the double-sided poster.
Yes, and if you go to GameStop this weekend, I believe it's August 3rd, they'll have double-sided posters there. There's a bunch of new stuff they have out, too. Like, they have that Cade box for, like, $30. Frankly, everybody's getting all excited about this thing, but it's a mini lunchbox, a mug, a plush Cade, a sticker, and a journal, and I don't know, something else. Like, for $30, I mean...
I'd rather have my 30 bucks.
Fantastic. But,
you know, I mean, collectors are collectors. Yeah, people exactly. Like what the hell they like. And I'm at a different stage in life right now that I don't need that shit.
Now they are putting out the physical disc, which has, and I wonder if they're going to do it for PC as well, where they're going to have everything. Cause they have,
yeah, I saw that.
Now the disc is Vanilla, Warmind, Curse of Osiris, and Forsaken all on, like, one major disc for $60. And so then they have another collector's edition with a Cade statue, and that's $100. That looks pretty cool, I will say, but depending on how many they sell, I mean, this could be like a thing where 6 months from now it could be like in the GameStop clearance bin, you know, for like $40 or something like that. Then I'd be down with that.
By the way, I'm of course, they have it for PC, the collection. Oh, I'm looking at it right now.
Nice, yeah. Nice. That's cool.
So you get vanilla, the two DLCs. And
it's there.
I don't have enough time for the two consoles. I really can't just throw in a third.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I might get, like, the fancy one for PlayStation and then get the regular annual pass for Xbox. Because, I mean, I'll definitely be on there, but I just don't know when. But, you know, I'm sure we're going to be well past, you know, I'll get 385 like the first day, 385, 400 like the first day, just going through the story or something like that, you know.
First two missions, like, I'm already 400, damn.
Yeah, exactly.
Why was this so hard?
Another cool thing that happened in video games, didn't happen this week, it happened last week, but I forgot to bring it up. And that was the fact that I traded in my Switch. I got rid of it. It was just kind of like sitting around. The boys would kind of play with it because it had Fortnite on there, but that's only if the other one was using my Xbox. And so after I'd played Zelda and Mario Kart and Mario, and I don't know, it just hasn't gotten much use. And I see my boys arguing over time with the Xbox. And then GameStop, I guess a couple weeks ago, was having a really good deal on trading things in. I basically got my money back, plus like $100. So I got another Xbox One S. It's a 1 terabyte. It's white. It's really, really nice looking. And, I got some Xbox Live card and a headset. So now they could play together. They could play separately. But it's just kind of screwy because both Dylan and I, our accounts are on the Xboxes. So it makes it really weird when one is logging in. I don't know. I got to figure that part out. That's logistics. But it's pretty cool that now him and I could sit next to each other. We could actually play squads. And we played our first game of duos. I think it was last week. We played our first game of duos and we won. It was awesome. He got 7 eliminations and I was like, Dill, it's like, you're getting these guys before I can get to them. It's like, just let me get this guy. And I didn't realize it was the last guy. And so I knocked him, and I got him, and then we won, and we were both, like, excited. High five.
That's awesome.
High five, and bumping bellies and shit like that. And, you know, he was just talking about it all weekend. And He was like, yeah, he's telling his friends, yeah, I got, you know, I got seven eliminations. I
carried my dad.
He's like, you got seven eliminations? I was like, buddy, those don't mean anything. He's like, I got the one that mattered.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, but you know, he told me to give you that one.
You know, exactly. He's like, I let him have the last kill.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I wanted him to feel good getting that victory, but it was all me.
But I still got to tell him, like, every day, like, dude, quiet down. I was like, the microphone is literally a centimeter away from your mouth, and you're screaming at these people. And then he's so bossy. He's just so, I mean, I know I brought it up before, but it's like, I gotta keep telling him, like, dude, people aren't going to want to play with you if you're telling them, like, you take this chug jug, you take this med pack, I'm going to take this. Hey, do you have this scar? I'm going to take... I'm like, dude, just let people play their game.
I don't know, dude. He's dropping seven kills. He's getting these victories left and right.
Dude, he's getting way more than that. He's really good. He knows where
I'm gonna take his advice. If he wants to tell me what to pick up, I'll be like, yes, okay, that sounds good.
Maybe that's what it is. I'm not in the party. Maybe these other kids are like total noobs. But they do this thing where they try and like trick other players, where he won't wear anything. He'll wear like the base skin with like the base pickaxe, so people think like he's a new player and they'll try and like do shit. He's like, they think I'm a noob, dad, but I'm not, you know. And like, I don't know, he has all these weird tricks and shit he does. But anyway, so we have the two Xboxes, but I'm trying to keep them off of the PlayStation. Like, this thing is old, please don't mess with it. I don't want you to break it because we can't get another one. But yeah, it's fun. That's pretty much all I got video game wise. You guys?
Yeah, that was...
I think we pretty much covered it.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's knock out this housekeeping real quick, and we'll get to some other stuff.
Housekeeping!
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
All right, guys. DTP housekeeping. We have a website. It's dadtalespodcast.com. That's pretty crazy, I know. I know what you're thinking. But we got it. We did. So, yeah. So you can go there to find a link to our Discord. I'll probably post it at some point on Twitter. I don't post the link enough on Twitter, I don't think, for Discord. But it is on the website. So if you go there, that invite is always open. If you want to check out our Patreon, we got links to that there as well. We also have a link to Gamersubs. If you use our promo code DTP, you could save yourself 10% off. Guys, I know that we have a bunch of new flavors that we were sent out as part of the R&D team, but we had some other ones this week, or maybe just one. I thought there was more. Blue Balls Berry is Gear Dad's GG flavor. So, yeah.
Blue Balls Berry.
If I could have sworn I saw some other ones, but remember, folks, if you don't use that that tag, my GG flavor, you're not getting anywhere. So yeah. Baroque, did you get a good one this week?
Yeah, I tried it out. It was definitely a unique one, but it was olive stuffed with hot dog.
Olive stuffed hot dog.
Sounds that might not be bad.
Sounds very artisanal.
Yeah,
sounds pretty good, actually. I like olives on my hot dog. Just cut out the middleman, you know? Just
olive stuffed hot dog. Wow.
Plus, it's drinkable. I don't even have to chew. Fuck. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, definitely a different take.
How about you, Stu?
Yeah, they sent me one, but this shit is disgusting. It is totally gross. Mid-August taint.
I can smell it from here.
It's musky and like, it's not, I don't know. This was a failure, I think.
I know, they even missed on them. They could have called it Midsummer's Night Taint, you know, been like a Shakespeare quote. Those boys over there in research, they need to get their, you know, game together.
Yeah, it was unpleasant.
Yeah, I got one too. It's blue cheese toe jam. It's very, like, it's very strong when it first goes
pungent.
Down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of a funk to it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got a little bite.
You kind of taste it in the back of your throat for a few hours.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah.
For sure. Okay. Well, I think that's going to wrap up housekeeping for this week. Stu, am I to understand it that you've got something we need to talk about?
Well, yeah, why don't you cue the music?
DTP News, bringing you the latest news from around the globe.
The latest news from around the globe.
Back to you, Stu.
So, this article came to my attention this week from a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
You may have seen me post his link in the Discord. The guy that does those fishing videos, the ice fishing videos.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a fucking riot, man.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read the headline, and then you guys tell me if you want me to read the rest of the article. Okay?
Okay.
Man, who is 90% covered in tattoos, has his penis removed because it interferes with his look.
What?
Yes. Wait,
excuse me?
All right, so Adam Curlykale, 32, from some fucking place in Russia, decided to start tattooing his body, including his eyeballs, with black ink after he was diagnosed with cancer 12 years ago. He's also an albino. Blah, 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 blah. After getting almost 90% of his body covered, he felt that his penis ruined his look, so he paid and underwent an extreme surgery. He shared pictures with his fans on social media. I have not looked to see if I could find them. I don't want to see no Ken doll.
I don't know if I want to see this.
So he was on a reality show. Oh yeah. Oh man. I'll send you guys the link. You gotta.
I have mine doesn't really go with everything that I own, but I'm not gonna get rid of it.
It may not be, you know, like the perfect match, but it's mine.
Hey,
hang on.
It's always in fashion.
So I'm reading this whole thing, and you get to the end, and you're like. Local media reported that he went to such and such hospital in Guadalajara, Mexico, to have the operation. It also included removing his nipples and junk, like his sack, everything.
Oh,
everything.
God.
Nipples. Took off his nipples.
So he's just going to be like an amorphous human?
Excuse me, sir. I'm looking for someone to please do operation. Here. Can you do
Let
this?
Let me Google this. 90%.
That's kind of racist. Oh, jeez.
Oh boy.
Here we go.
Here's the link. Here's the link. I'm gonna send it to you guys here so that you can take a look. And I mean he looks like one of those, when you do like a photo negative? When you put that kind of filter on something?
Yeah.
That's kind of what this guy looks like.
Hold on.
What the hell?
He almost looks like a
negative of the Monopoly Man, like the young version. Like, I'm waiting for that to be like what they make the Monopoly Man in for, like, you know, the millennials.
Holy shit.
Oh, I love these reactions. I'm watching these guys' faces. By the way, we have the video call going on Skype, so I'm watching their faces as they read this interesting article.
So this is him hospital after he's.
I guess he had
his penis removed.
Oh my god, that's what it would appear. Shit, we are going to be sure to post this link in the Discord at some point.
Like, seriously, it's like, what was his idea for the tattoo of 90%?
All right, look,
how do you get white eyelashes?
You're an albino.
He's an albino.
Oh,
that too. Remember?
That's part albino. Of the story.
Okay, yeah. Well, then I guess it's easy.
I mean, shit got out of control real quick with this guy, though.
Oh my gosh!
Like, you know.
I can't.
At some point, somebody was like, you know, Adam, I don't know if you should get another tattoo. And he's like, another tattoo? You don't got a fucking clue what I have in mind yet.
Hey.
How the hell is that dude going to take a piss?
His friends are talking like, at least he hasn't cut his penis off.
One day he shows up with a Ken doll. Everybody, this is it. This is the answer.
I mean, like, what look? Like, what look are you walking around naked with that it's like...
I gotta tell you.
Yeah, it's, you know what, my dick is
Well, now
really
he can't be vulgar walking around naked. He has nothing to show off.
But I just keep thinking, I mean, like, I don't mind tattoos. I don't mind a lot of tattoos. But I don't think this guy had much use for his dick anyways. I mean, when you look at this, like, this is just, this is just absurd.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, there's a nut for every screw. I mean.
You know what? You're probably right, I guess. But at least I learned that middle-aged guys covered head-to-toe in tattoos with no penis just don't turn my crank. So.
Yeah, nobody's turning his, that's for sure.
Oh, have you seen it?
No, it's
no. I
wonder if he kept somewhere. It as a souvenir.
Where is it around his neck, like a on a necklace or something?
Yeah. It's like he's like in one of those movies where they, you know, they have like the ears of all their the ears of all their kills.
He's like Daryl from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, what's that? Is that a mushroom? A mushroom cap? Oh my gosh. Where do we even go from here with this? I had a story I was going to go to, but I don't know. I might have to save. Actually, no. I do have another story that I wanted to bring up. And I guess we could try and we could wrap it up there. Keep this one brief tonight. Sorry, we're missing our fourth amigo tonight. Kev moved this week, and he, like, last week he
didn't tell us where he moved or anything. He didn't give us his Skype, so
no, he's just gone. No, last week he was calling in from the road. I think he called us from his car.
Called us from his van. He had man literally.
And so he just up and moved his whole family last week, and he he just, you know. I think he didn't have his equipment, and then I think he's still trying to get used to the time difference. But
yeah, that was he forgot he's in a completely different time zone. Yeah. So
let me find this article.
Well, there was something that did come out this week for GameStop. Okay. Also,
yeah, what's
they
that?
they are ending the Elite Pro membership.
Yeah, because
the top
dumb.
Tier one. They're, so
yeah.
If you want that, renew it before August 1st to get it to go the longest amount of time possible.
Yeah, I was really excited. I just re-upped mine. Actually, I re-upped it when I went and traded in the Switch, and I was able to get the physical copy of Destiny Forsaken, Game Informer, and then I got the next month's, I guess it's August, Anthem cover, and there's a whole full article in there. Nice. I haven't had time to read it yet, but it looks pretty cool. Both covers look awesome. Okay, so I wanted to bring something up. We, all of us here have daughters, including Kev, who is not on the show tonight. And this is just something that I've noticed, and it really bugs me, and I'm so glad that this little girl spoke out about this. And this is something that I guess she wrote into a local paper. And it's just titled, Sexist Comment. My name is Julianne Spire. I'm 12 years old, and I would like to inform you of how offended and disappointed I am by the announcer of the Chesterland 4th of July Parade's comment about the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. The announcer labeled the Boy Scouts as future leaders of America, and he said the Girl Scouts were just having fun. I found this comment very sexist and patronizing. I would appreciate it if you would help me let people know how much this kind of thing happens and how bad it is. I feel that this is an insult to both girls and women of all ages. This kind of thing happens way too much and is not okay at all. I've always been taught that you think something is unjust, change it. So this is how I'm making a change. Thank you for listening to me, and I hope you can help. And I thought that was great because I've seen this, and I've heard people say these kind of things where it's just like, yeah, like here, the boys are doing this, but it's just such an old way of thinking. And I love my father-in-law to death, but he's in this age bracket, right, where that's kind of how they think. You know what I mean? And I think as fathers, we need to... Like, my daughter has been exposed to stuff like this, and I've had to sit down and talk to her and be like, look, you know, you can do anything, you can be anything you want to do. You're going to face some hurdles in your life. You're not, you know, your life isn't going to be easy. You're a woman. Things are going to be harder for you. You're not going to get the same opportunities. But you need to understand that you can do whatever you want to do in this life, and I am always here to support you. And my wife showed me that, and it upsets me, you know, because I don't know. And it's just something I need, yeah, as a father, no, with a daughter, it's just something that I need to bring up. And it's just, you know, we need to kind of change this way of thinking, you know?
I don't know that it's, I mean, I do know that it's not a malicious way of thinking though.
No,
because I hate to be that guy. I think it's ridiculous, but I mean, I wasn't a creep or anything like that, but I'm saying specifically as it relates to how women are going to be treated in the workplace, I don't think I really fully thought of that until quite recently. I mean, before my daughter was born, but not shortly, maybe when I found out it was going to be a girl, I kind of started noticing things a little bit more, and you know, I understand why that bothers you. It bothers the hell out of me, too. Even something as stupid as saying, like, hey, can you guys do this? Why does it have to be you guys? You know what I mean? Like, it's just these ways that we say things that don't really matter, that do not they don't matter to me, but they matter to somebody else. Yeah. You know, you can only say that it's fucked up.
And it's also not even the fact, you know, people that have daughters, but people that have sons, and that, you know, I'm not the kind of person who, you will never, ever catch me saying in front of my kids, like, she's hot or something, like, you know what I mean? Like, I try and teach my boys. I mean, my dad was an asshole of his, you know, like, in his own way, but he did teach me to always be respectful of women. And I think that that's basically what I'm getting to here, is that we need to be respectful of women. We need to be respectful of little girls. We need to teach our sons to be men and to act appropriately. There's too much of that nowadays, I think, where people just think that they could do and say whatever they want to. And you can't, and it's not right. You can't say stuff like that. It's not fair to that person. And if I ever caught one of my boys talking like that, I'd be pissed.
It is saying things and being respectful and all that, but it's also, it's, you know, how math, science, you know, like all the STEM type of, of career paths. I don't know. We have all these books about all kinds of crazy shit that my daughter, she loves to read them, and it's all like, Ada Twist, scientist, and Rosie Revere, the engineer. Like, she loves that shit. So,
you know, that's cool. You know who's awesome is Danica McKellar, Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years.
What is she doing?
She's a mathematician. She writes
she's
math.
She's a mathematician.
She writes these awesome math books for girls to be like, hey, if you're smart and you like math, you don't have to be ashamed of that. Like, embrace who you are. Like,
she's very much pro, like, girls, get your education on. And just, like, it's the funniest thing, like the show Big Bang Theory, they had an interview with the entire cast, and they're like, yeah, and, like, honestly, they all went, none of us even understand half the stuff we're saying, except for Mayim, you know, who's Blossom, or Amy Farrah Fowler, because she's actually a neuroscientist. Like, mm-hmm. she has, and that's the funny thing, they're like, so who's the smartest? Like, her, for sure. Like, she actually knows what she's talking about when she talks about stuff, whereas the rest of us are just following the script.
She looks freaking great, too. And you see, I just did it.
Damn it, Stu!
I just fucking did it.
Ugh.
You know what? That's a male thing.
Yeah, but come on. She's Winnie Cooper.
We're guys. You talk about that stuff. I mean, I know that we've been in parts yet, but we're not like, we're not overly gross about it. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, well, I had a crush on this person.
She's an attractive lady.
But like, I'm saying
it's
like,
Winnie freaking Cooper. Guys. Yeah.
In front of my kids, I wouldn't do that. Right. Or in front.
Well, I mean, yeah, I know what you're talking about. But on that same note, like, we're definitely letting my daughter do whatever because we're like, you really need an extracurricular activity. And she's always been kind of, oh, I want to do dance. I want to do this. But never anything solid. Well, my wife was like, okay, well, it's summer. What are we going to do this year? And she's like, I want to take archery.
That's badass. Okay.
Awesome.
And we found a place. It's at a rec center here. $30 for 4 different lessons for the month. Wow. And they provide everything. The bows, everything. You know, it's one night a week. For 4 weeks, you know, but I'm like, I will pay for her to go do this, and if she likes it, that's a price we can definitely afford. And I mean, that's pretty. I was like, yeah, that's awesome.
Speaking of archery, I meant to bring this up at the top of the show, but somebody's having a baby and took up all that time.
Sorry.
Last night we had a movie night with the kids, and we watched the new Tomb Raider.
The new Tomb Raider
with Alicia Vikander. Holy shit. Have you guys seen that movie?
I have not.
I really enjoyed it.
I only see movies when they're downloadable on Netflix. That's the only time I get to watch anything now.
No, I really enjoyed it. And it followed the same kind of storyline-ish as the rebooted Tomb Raider. And it was really great.
So you're saying watch that over Rampage?
Oh my God, 1,000% watch it over Rampage.
I told my wife that, and like, he said that wasn't good. And then like, we walk in, and it's the movie Snitch with it, you know, The Rock in it. And it's like, how that movie, like, it's the premise is even stupid. It's still a great movie because The Rock.
I watched a movie last week that was honestly a fucking riot.
Yeah.
It was called The World's End, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's with the guys from Hot Fuzz with Simon Pegg.
That's a great movie.
Nick Frost.
Holy shit. So, we're going through on Netflix, and I see it. I'm like, hey, do you want to watch this? To my wife. And she's like, yeah, I guess. Let's put it on. I'm like, yeah, these guys are really funny. You'll like it. The first 25 minutes, half an hour of the movie was so bad. Like, just like...
Is it kind of like Hot Fuzz, like where it's got just like a really slow beginning, and you're just like, I hope this picks up.
By comparison, Hot Fuzz is a roller coaster from start to finish.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like this one is really slow. Mm-hmm. And then completely out of nowhere, the plot does a 180 and you're just like, what the fuck am I watching? You're laughing your ass off. It's so much fun. It's one of those movies that is like, it's so terrible that you're laughing the entire way through. So...
I'll tell you what movie I watched this week.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we watched. Oh. Yeah, I bought that like a couple weeks ago.
We've watched it
a couple times since.
I bought the special one with the Rubik's Cube keychain.
Oh, cool.
And it came with stickers. And I'm like, cool, right? The stickers are on the bottom of this thing.
Oh, my God.
They are the smallest. Oh, and it's 9 stickers per sheet.
Brooke held up Ready Player One DVD, by the way. There was... I've been working at this hospital about an hour north of me for the past week. And there's a garage on the way up there. And they have all these cars parked in front. And they have a DeLorean. And the best part is the vanity plate. Power of Love. Fucking awesome.
Nice.
Oh, that is good. It's awesome. That is good.
It's so good. What else? There was some other things. I watched like a lot of classic, like Predator was on the other night, so I watched that. Just things that are just all of a sudden on, and I'll just stay up and watch them, and Lisa's been going to bed early, so.
It's okay. I think over the weekend, like, they kept showing Karate Kid movies, and I was like, why do you keep watching these? Don't we own them? I'm like, nope. And then she went, we don't? I'm like, no, we somehow catch them on TV enough to watch them. And she's
I think next week we should do a, we're going to do a segment and actually Karate Kid, you made me think of that. So I'll bring it up now, and if anybody out there has any suggestions, or, you know, has any of these to throw at us, send us a DM, email, whatever, let us know. Movies that you loved as a kid, but now watching them as an adult, they're just, I don't want to say garbage, but it's just not the same.
But they didn't hold up.
Yeah, but that's one is Karate Kid. I mean, you guys know how much I love Karate Kid. You know, you've met my hero, Ralph Macchio, but we watched it last week, and I was just like, this is garbage. It did not hold up.
Really, really ludicrous.
There are so many plot holes in this thing. Like, it is crazy. And that was one of them. So yeah, let's do a segment next week. Movies that we thought were good, or we liked as a kid, but as an adult, yeah, not working. And let's kind of end it right there for this week. What do you think, Phil?
Song of the week?
Song of the week.
Song of the week. Hold on. I got a little something for Song of the Week now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just broke
out. Surprises all over the place.
Slap at the bass, mama. Slapping the bass, mama. There you go. Slap at that bass, mama. I slap at that bass.
Slap at the bass.
Slap at the bass, man.
Oh, boy.
So that's our new Song of the Week intro. DTP Song of the Week. If you're not familiar, we have a Spotify playlist. It is Dad Tales Podcast playlist on Spotify. You can also find Dad Tales on Spotify as well. Oh, shit. I am logged out of Spotify currently.
Oh, did you want to know how many songs we're up to?
Hold on. I think I could log in.
We are up to 251.
That's all. Well, the reason why I'm logged out is because I just set up our Alexa tonight. We got that for my wife and I. We had our 17th wedding anniversary on Saturday.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Thank you. And my mother-in-law got us an Echo, which goes perfectly because I bought the the Alexa Ghost for $9. Like, fuck yeah, now I can use it. Anyway.
Alexa, give me my goddamn Earth's gift. Hurry up.
Yeah. Well, the thing, yeah, I'm not using it for that. I just think it'll look cool all lit up. But yeah, it was less than 60 seconds of me taking it upstairs. And I was just like, Alexa, what's the weather? And she'd like spit out I don't want to say it too loud. She'll wake everybody up. She gave the weather. And then Josh was like, Alexa, why does my butt smell? I was like, oh, jeez.
What did she say?
I don't have that information right now. I'm still learning. Oh. But like, we were asking her questions while we were eating. Like, the kids wanted to know how many people were killed by hippopotamuses in Africa each year. But they weren't asking, like, how many people were killed by hippopotamuses each year? They were asking, how many hippopotamuses kill people each year? I'm like, how would anybody know that number? How do you... Like, you never know. It could be, like, the same hippopotamus every time.
www.hipposkillingpeople.com. You can find all of your needs there.
Oh, my gosh. But anyway. Yeah, Song of the Week. Well, I think we made it in everything week this week,
guys. It's a free-to-choose week.
Free format. Yeah.
And whatever you guys want to do. What do you got?
This is a tough one. So do I go with the topical song from something of tonight's episode? Do I go with the vanity license plate that I saw, a song from whoever they're referencing? Or do I revisit the monster ballads? I'm really torn here. I'm really torn.
You know what I'm going to choose? Hold on. I'm going to finally... Okay. I know what I'm choosing. Okay. I can go first if you want.
Sure.
Sure.
So this one goes out to Danfinity, and it's Holiday Road from National Lampoon's Vacation. Somebody had mentioned on the National Lampoon's Vacation. I don't know.
No, but come on, you gotta. Who's it by?
It's by Lindsey Buckingham.
There you go. Don't chintz the guy out on his name.
Oh, I'm not going to.
All right.
Holiday Road. That song is so perfect too.
Yes.
You know what? I'm gonna go.
Okay.
And I can't get over this one. It's just, I didn't even think of this until I was reading the article to you guys. But this is an old song that was also introduced to me back in the day from the same guy. And it's called Detachable Penis by King Missile. So, I mean,
I remember that one.
I wasn't going to go with this until, like, I don't know, 20 minutes ago.
I remember that song. I think that came out like when I was in high school or something. It was
It's like a 90s, early mid 90s, I think.
All right, Baroque, what do you got?
I think I'm going to go with Short Change Hero by The Heavy.
All right. I like that album. Is that? I don't know if that's the song I'm thinking of.
They've used it like for the second Arkham game. It was the what they played for all the commercials, or I think it's the beginning of Borderlands 2. Uses that song. Yeah. I mean, it's a good song.
Yeah, that is a good song. All right, guys, let's wrap it up. This has been Dad Tales Podcast, episode 108, Baroque. Congratulations, buddy, again. Very happy for you and your wife and your daughter and your whole family.
Yeah.
New babes.
Yeah. When life doesn't go the way you think it does, just yell out loud.
Pass out.
Plot twist.
You can find us at DadTalesPodcast.com. Go to @DadsTales on Twitter to give us a follow. I think we're like a couple shy of 1,000 people on there now, which
1K?
Is which is pretty awesome. And Brooke, where can we go to find you?
You can find me in the poorhouse. No, you can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Awesome. All right, Stu, where can we find you at, buddy?
You can find me on Twitter at Stugatzo, STU_GATZZO.
All right. Don't forget the underscore. Ladies and gentlemen, be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh.
# stay fresh.
Wow. Wow.
Slap at the bass, mommy. Slapping the bass, man. There you go. Slapping that bass, man. I slap at that bass.